Okay, and I did take a look at the home builder's letter of April 30th, so a couple questions I have for you. I do see the reference here to some of the projects that they had difficulty with. And I'm just wondering if you were provided or if you otherwise obtained information that detailed how these projects were so expensive or physically difficult that they couldn't be carried out. Did they provide any specific information to you?
Well, we met with the city last week, just kind of a pre-board meeting, and they discussed those three projects there. You're talking about the Chevron project, the...
They're at the bottom of their...
Taco Bell.
Yeah,
right.
The city will probably get into these in their presentation. But this was a good example of how the city is working out where their existing on-site retention standards are they're going to come across some roadblocks, or they're going to have to provide some leeway. So in all three of those situations, the city worked with the developer, and they did still reach some level of water retention on site, but weren't able to meet the complete standard, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. And that's important, you know, for us all to know where we have examples of problems, you know, perceived or real or unreal, but in terms of, you know, how the requirements are being received and attempted to comply with, where there's difficulties, so we can see what we may need to do, you know, in terms of shaping, you know, how we define these BMPs. It would be helpful. On their second page, they made reference to an area having very high groundwater and then having, they thought, insufficient separation between the surface to groundwater to get good filtering of pollutants. Did you discuss that project also during your meeting?
Yeah, that's the Chevron project.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good. Any other? Mr. O'Malley.
Sorry, I'm still learning up here. And this may be included, and I might have missed it, but is there the option of doing something to the effect of in-lieu fees of, let's say, you have a project that you're not able to do all of the containment you'd like on site, maybe a very small, I think of one project I saw that was a Habitat for Humanity. They did a very good job of on-site retention, very high cost, was able to do that because of a lot of donations. You normally wouldn't be able to do a high-density, low-income housing project at that cost. However, you could maybe pay some in-lieu fees. It would allow the city to address maybe even a larger impact, another area, such as runoff of existing streets in another location might have a greater impact on water quality. Is that allowed under this plan?
In-lieu fees need to be addressed kind of at an overall watershed context, but we definitely weren't willing to be open to that idea.
Okay, is there some standard language that would help in allowing for that option?
That's something that the city would need to
propose to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other board comments or questions before we go to the city, right, Mr. Briggs?
Right.